This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Monday. I mean, if you like gloomy weather.
Yeah, it's gloomy.
Gloomy.
Holy smokes.
It's like a heat fourth quarter. You don't know, it's not raining yet, but you know the storms are coming.
Dude, like, I'm to the point where I can't even watch this team until the second half.
Yeah, because you just get your hopes up. Like, you're like, oh, that's some beautiful basketball. Like, I was like, that was maybe the most beautiful first quarter of basketball ever. When's it going to get ruined?
Yeah.
And the answer was as soon as I saw Nico's poor little hand. My poor Nico.
You heard, is it broken?
Broken, dude. Broken. You want to talk about lost joy? What about my Nico?
Lost boy.
I'm so upset. I was like, no, not him. Not him. And they just go there. You can just see. And the trainer does the thing and he goes, does that hurt? He goes, yes. Ow. I'm like, ow. That's not good. It's not
my
good.
My favorite is. Y'all want to know what that going to the hood doctor is, mm-hmm. which is grandma and mama?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, grandma, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Well, I think he played like the entire first half with it, and he wasn't supposed, like he said it happened in the first quarter. He goes, he's like, he didn't want to come out. But he's going to be out for a while. That's not great. Not great on a shooting hand.
Although on a... A lighter note, I'm liking the aggressiveness of Wiggins.
Yeah. He did yam it right on Brook Lopez's head.
Yeah. And then he started throwing it to the other team. I got confused.
It's kind of just how it goes. It's like, all right, what are we doing here, fourth quarter? Kevin Porter Jr. is going to look like Michael Jordan. Okay, cool. Cool. Not a stop. It's just like, I don't know. I don't even know, like, what television show to relate it to, but it's this, it's like, The faces change on the other side, but it's the same setup every time. Great start, okay back and forth, and then just epic collapse in your face.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. Now, Tyler did his best to try and keep it from happening yesterday, and he was awesome. I mean, just bombs and just hitting tough shot after tough shot. 0-3 with his 40 pieces this year. And, you know, 0-3 against the Bucks this year. Tough. Tough. They're back at it tonight, if you guys like torture. Atlanta Hawks tonight.
Oh, my goodness. They just scored 140.
Oh, my God. That was great. It was 148-145 was the final score?
Yeah.
They lost, yep, though. Lost. Lost to the Pistons.
And that's – did they go into overtime or no?
Did they go into overtime? I think it was regulation.
I think that
was a regulation 140 pieces. It was all over the place. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll talk a little heat with Amy Audibert coming up in the 11 o'clock hour today. She will join us for a little 15 minutes of heat. And Frog Boy,
yes,
he's got tickets to give away.
Yes, I do.
What game do you have to give away?
Oh, I don't even want to tell you, dude, because then everyone's going to want to call.
Come on, you know, tell everybody what tickets they are.
I got Minnesota Timberwolves tickets, dude, and that is for March 7th.
How about that? March 7th against the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you guys want to see Ant-Man.
I know you're going to be there.
Oh, dude. That's all I got.
Hey, we don't need updates from Channel 10 or we got Tobe sending out cryptic pictures and stuff like that.
I'm so down bad.
Look at who Ant-Man was snuggling up to.
Doesn't even matter anymore. It's like whoever Bam snuggles up to now, it's like, that's who I'm not getting. Saw him yesterday.
Wow. You blaming Bam?
I'm not blaming him. It's just like, it doesn't even matter. Bam's like, I'm best of friends with this guy. He's in San Antonio. I'm best of friends with this guy. He's in Milwaukee. Mm-mm. I guess the only thing you could say, Miami Heat 24-25 season, at least we're not the Suns. Like, that's the only... Like the Suns and Sixers. That's the only teams where you're just like, eh.
Who have dumped a whole lot more money into their teams.
What do you what am I supposed to do with that Joel Embiid report? Like
what?
Well, they came out with this report. Shams is like, the Sixers are exploring other options for Joel Embiid's knee. And I'm like, what's the other option? Well, like, are you gonna give him a new leg? Like, what are you gonna do?
No, here's what happens. There's probably procedures that you could have, but the recovery time is extensive. For example, people think that ligament repair in your knee is the toughest thing to come back from. It is not. There's a process called microfracture. So when you have bone on bone or very little cartilage, they go into your femur and drill little holes. It bleeds into the cracks and coagulates, creating a smooth surface.
I don't like that
That's
word.
That's the concept.
I don't like that word.
However, it's the only surgery where you're non-bearing for 6 to 8 weeks. That's so you're literally on crutches for 6 to 8 weeks. And then, like, the recovery, I had it done. And I limped for 8 months.
It says they are consulting doctors and considering alternative options such as surgery for his injured left knee. Both sides have hoped for Embiid to have progress with his condition, but his determination to play and current treatments, including regular injections, have not led to improvement.
Nope. Because you can't do nothing about that. Can't grow cartilage. So... you can get shots to kill the pain. You can try to put, they try to put like gel injections where they put gel in there to kind of soothe the, you know, but he's 7'2". You know what I'm saying?
Wish there could be an injection
and
to kill my
that
pain.
In itself.
Is there an injection for tonight at 7:30 that could kill my pain?
Yeah, it's called Jack Daniels.
Feels like a bourbon night.
Yeah.
I feel you from this aspect. They look so good for about a quarter and a half.
I know.
So good. And then it's almost like the other team goes on that one run, like before the half, and you still may be up by 8 to 10 points. But you know that run that they went on before the half is the start of something. And then they come out and like, right. So I don't know, man. I think
at least it wasn't a single digit quarter.
Yeah.
At least we have that.
I always wonder if it's a rotation thing or scheme thing. Right?
Sounds like both of those are coaching.
I'm just saying. I'm just curious. I don't know who's
me too.
At fault here.
I think I do.
Right? Or, please, I almost lit up my television when I saw the zone. Oh. And they throw the zone, and the one thing about the zone is you want to be able to get to the perimeter and not let anybody, you know, in the paint and close in on them, and then they get three layups in a row.
You guys want some stats? I got some stats.
What kind of stats?
Depressing,
like,
stats.
Because
depressing.
Are you going to get depressing?
Depressing.
The Heat are 0-1.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press.
Here it comes.
Heat record when leading by 8 or more points after 3 quarters, regular season only. From February 18th of 2021 through December 12th, 2024, the Heat's record in that time, 88-5. Since then, 4-5.
Jeez.
This is from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. The Heat has now blown a double-digit lead in 14 losses this season. That's the second most such collapses in the NBA this year, only behind the Utah Jazz.
Jeez. Well, now, is that in... So, my question is that an indication of how good or not good your team is?
It's got to be an indication how bad they are, right? Like,
right.
There's got to be something there. But why am I fooled with such mirrors? Like, why can't they just look bad the whole time?
Because here's the deal. And I say this a lot. Everybody's a professional basketball player. Everybody can score buckets. Okay? But what separates the OKCs from the Heat or teams like that is that they can do it for longer. So, as of right now, the Heat can give you two and a half of the best quarters you've seen and look like they can compete with any team in the NBA. It's that other quarter and a half that says, I wonder if we could beat the Utah Jazz. And so that's the difference between a playoff team and a play-in team. That's the difference between a representative of the Eastern Conference versus a team that is just in the playoffs. Like, there's different levels to it, even though the basis or the starting point is everybody in the NBA has the ability to have one of those days or one of those quarters or something like that. And so the reason why I have said for however many years is that this team, like, with or without Jimmy, this team has been a 500 club.
Yeah, but like the thing is like their losses are coming different now. Like the Heat.
Yeah, but it. I mean, it does. But we like, let's not forget Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about third quarter for a long time.
Yeah,
This is not a new thing.
But the numbers back it up. Like, I know we've been talking about third quarter, and it's like third quarter would sneak up on you. Like, now it's like you set your watch to it, and it's gonna happen.
Right. It's more frequent.
Like, it's just it's been so obvious this year, and like there's been some real, like, I mean, 26, 17, 18 point leads just gone.
Right. No, I know. I get
Game
it.
Boy but, says but, hashtag throw the flag.
capture the flag.
I can't do that.
I get it, but again, I go to, like, I get it. Everybody talks about defense, right? Everybody talks about how, you know, in order to win, you got to play defense. Okay, this team's been great at defense. They can't score, right? And what ends up hurting them in the end is their inability to score, not their inability to play defense. And we always put it on defense and always say, oh, well, we got to do this, and then we no.
Well, I think to go to your point of it being a bad team, like, I think it's either way. It's like, if it's not offense, it's defense. Like, they'll be – like, I don't think the Heat, you know, especially their starters, didn't play a bad offensive game yesterday. You got a lot of production from your starters, but they got nothing from anybody else. But then you can't stop anybody at the end. And Giannis and Dame are doing whatever they want at the end. And Kevin Porter Jr. looks incredible. C. Dalla, though, says, we'll figure it out. Heat in five.
That sounds like you. And you're even questioning that.
We'll take a break here on the show. Lots more shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Oh, I gave them so much money this weekend. Ooh, I took a bath. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster. And get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. March Madness is right around the corner, baby. Right around the corner. Apparently, by the way, speaking of, it looks like the Miami Hurricanes have zeroed in on their next basketball coach, Jay Lucas from Duke, their associate head coach, who I believe had a hand in recruiting Cooper Flagg. Is apparently going to be the man for the job. But apparently what the word is, Leroy, is they're finalizing his contract because they want him before, you know, Duke's going to probably go on a deep run here. And they're like, hey, we want you here to recruit. And so, you know, they don't want to.
This would be the earliest signing of a new coach I've ever heard.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell
before, you. Before the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And they want him in right away.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's odd.
But division or conference rival too, you know. Not that you
hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
You think Duke is worried about Miami?
I don't understand your question. Why wouldn't it?
I'm just saying, you saying rivals. I'm like, Duke not worried about.
Didn't Coach Hall? Coach Hall had more wins against Duke than any other coach in the ACC over his time.
And now they lose by 40 every night.
I gotta think they wouldn't love losing a guy who got your number one player. I gotta think that's not a great feeling for them.
Right.
You know, it's not like Miami's had zero success as a basketball. It's a weird success, but, you know. Whatever, he's here.
How about the FAU? Well, I can't complain. The FAU coach has turned Michigan around.
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. You turn FAU around. I mean, woof. That threw us all for a loop. Timbo Slice says pointless quibble. Agreed. Speaking of quibbling, I did spend some time watching some Marlins spring training yesterday. I know nobody.
Right? Like, yeah, I could tell by your tweets, your texts.
Yeah, I can tell by your text also that it's going to be a long, long, long season, unfortunately.
Right. I mean, maybe. Well, I don't know. I don't know how many games I'm going to put myself through.
Here's, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Here's a first. The catcher just made the pitcher balk.
Bro, that was crazy. I'd never seen that before. How do you call timeout on your own pitcher? Like, pitcher's in the middle of the windup. The catcher's like, hold up, time out. And the guy and the pitcher's like, what are you doing, man? Oh, my. And the umpire just the umpire even looks at the catcher. And he goes, that's a balk, man. Balked in a run. I'd never seen that.
What was the, did we get a reason, explanation?
You think I'm listening to spring training post-game, Marcos? Right. I don't know what the explanation. The explanation is they're the Marlins.
Okay.
The guy goes up there. He goes, time out. Time out. You called it. And they were even making this point. Keith Hernandez is like, it's not even like they got to be on the same page. They don't even do signs anymore, which is another thing I hate about baseball these days.
No signs?
No signs anymore. Used to be back in the day, a catcher got to call a game, right? Ooh. Or at least look in the dugout and call a game.
Wait, they're not allowed to give signs?
They got earpieces like football players now.
Who, the pitcher and the catcher?
Fastball. Curveball. He's got like a little device on his knee.
Oh, wait. So the catcher and the pitcher are on the same page.
But it's all called from the dugout.
Okay. Hold on. Who has the earpiece?
I believe the catcher does. He has it on his knee.
So how does he tell the pitcher?
The pitcher also, I think, has an earpiece.
Oh, so there's those two players have it. So my question is, bear with me here.
Yep.
What the hell is he calling the time?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Well, then Keith Hernandez was explaining. He goes, oh, there's a prevalent problem of batteries running out with the pitch comm. I'm like, hold on, dude.
No.
Hold on. What are you getting? Publix brand? Like, what do you mean the batteries are running out like crazy?
You got
those Timu batteries? What do you mean? But I can't. I was like, hold on, dude. What do you mean you called timeout on your own pitcher mid-windup? Just let him throw it down the plate. Like, whatever.
Like, what do you lose?
Like, you literally did the one. I don't know if the guy would have hit a tater. I guess the worst situation is the guy hits a tater tot on you and it's two runs instead of one. But you have a runner on third, and one thing we all know is, hey, once that pitcher goes, you got to let him pitch. The guy's like, hold on. He's like, he's like, no takesies, backsies. That's it, dude. I'm sorry.
He said, Game Boy said, the Marlins are currently 7 games out of the wild card race. They just don't know it yet.
They ended up tying. It,
wait. By the way, Game Boy, it'll be more than that.
I was, Sandy looked good yesterday, though. Oh, that cheese. You know, Peter Bendix was like, prospects. He's already looking at Greensboro. He's like, oh yeah.
The reason why I have no faith in that is, here's the deal. You take a player that you hope the prospects end up being. At some point, you're going to have to keep the guy that's the guy you've been looking for.
Well, dude, look no further than Sandy, right? Like, because it's like,
right,
the Marlins traded Yelich, Stanton, and Ozuna. He's the only good player they got for any of them.
Right.
He's the NJT Real Muto. He's the only good guy they got out of all.
You're ready to trade him. How many times are you going to keep flipping for prospects? That's my biggest thing. At some point, you're going to get the team you like and you're going to have to pay them.
It says, PitchCom, a wireless communication system that allows pitchers to call pitches without using visible signals. It was used to help prevent sign stealing. I miss signs, dude. I miss the deuce. When the guy throws the deuce.
With the white nails.
Yeah, dude. See, you know, kids just don't know baseball these days. They really don't.
Do the Astros do that? Is this because of the Astros?
Yeah, because they used to nipple clamp themselves. And so everybody was, they're like, oh, look, we know what the. So, like, I get it, but. Also, I miss a guy, you know, hitting the old, fastball inside on the thigh. You're like, oh, inside cheese. You knew it was coming. Crazy. And then.
Just inside cheese. I'm just like.
Love when a pitcher, like, has to, like, when he goes like this, he'll through the circle. He's like, you got to roll through those signs again. Because he didn't quite get it. That's the part of catching. An old battery unit. Now the battery we got to worry about is the stupid pitch comm working or not. Looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it is a little ridiculous. It's not old school like baseball.
It's not. I don't like it.
He really, honestly, though, in retrospect, he probably was like, oh, my battery's dying. 1 second. And it's like, sir, just. Oh, man.
Schmee that says, want to bring back the days of Benito Santiago. That was a catcher.
Remember he used to sit on his butt on one knee?
Yeah, that was a catcher right there. Old Benito Santiago, dude. Throw you out from your knees. Yeah, they don't make him like that no more. Charles Johnson was a catcher, dude. That guy was a captain on the field. Wow. Gold Glover.
Benito, skinny.
Remember they had a stretch where all catchers were mooses?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember in Cleveland, we had Sandy Alomar. He was
6'5". Moose. A complete moose. Am I doing the thing about Marlins nostalgia again?
Oh, yeah. We just had a Benito Santiago reference.
Oh, man. All right. We'll take a break. Getting nostalgic. We'll spin it off into the current day. The Cats. What's the deal with Matthew Tkachuk? Paul Maurice giving an update today to the old Joe Rose. We'll let you know about the Panther star coming up next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
I got a little Galaxy 5, although I did put a cherry cola down in the freezer. I forgot to go get it, but a little guy. I will say our supply seems to be going very fast. Everybody seems to be running through these here, so I demand some Playa and Retro Vibes to replace them immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Immediately! Anyway.
Well, you know, there's a group of people in the building that live by this mantra. If it's free, it's me.
Dude, I was talking to my my son's jiu-jitsu coach is a huge Celsius fan. And so we were talking, we always talk new flavors too. And he goes, Playa Vibe? And I was like, but don't you feel like it's time for a little bit more than just the Playa Vibe? He goes, I do feel that way because it does make you want to drink. I'm like, it tastes like a piña colada, dude. I want to go party.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Like,
I'm more than sure at some point I'm going to try it.
Just a little mixy poo. Hey, let's see.
Yeah.
What happens when I throw a little energy drink in with my actual piña colada?
Yeah, that's a new vodka Red Bull. Forget that.
The vodka and Red
Bull. Yeah, no. All right. Hey, let's just do it. Hey, how about we do a road to repeat?
Oh,
hammered.
Well, okay, hold on. No. let me run this by the sponsors, please.
Let's get to the Panthers, though. They lose to the Kraken 2-1, 2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
It was a brutal game to watch because they got so many chances.
Yeah, and also had a goal wiped away. Our boy Mackey looks like he got a goal taken from him. And I don't like this.
It was unfortunate. You know why? Because they said Rodriguez went into the crease himself.
Right.
He did not. He got boloed in there.
Can you give me
he could have filed assault charges on the guy that pushed him in there.
Could you give me Paul Maurice on the goalie interference that got wiped away and the Panthers' lead taken away with that?
What did you think of the disallowed goal call? Did they give you any kind of an explanation?
Yeah, no, they don't give you explanations. I heard the explanation. We can't touch a goalie in the blue paint, and I guess we did. Yeah.
I mean, is that
I don't know.
Flip a coin? I mean, when it comes to goalie interference.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I would have challenged it. So he's right and I'm wrong.
Turning point a little bit. I mean,
we were going pretty there and pretty good there. But rules are rules.
Hey, let me say this. I want everybody to pay attention. Paul Maurice don't believe what came out of his mouth one damn bit.
Mm-mm.
You can tell.
Mm-mm.
You can tell.
He was
in the tone that he delivered that comment.
He gave the old Marcos.
Mm-mm.
Here was Paul Maurice though on his overall thoughts on the game. Here was the Panthers coach.
A bit of a mixed bag and. I don't think that we gave up a whole heck of a lot. They get one on the power play. We don't. And then some missed opportunities. We never really like talk about that. We'll be above the bar on chances for and against. There's some plays. There's some sloppiness. Just couldn't get a handle on some pretty basic things. So that would make sense to you. We haven't had a practice, like a team practice yet. It's been... It was just okay. There's not a trend there that I'm worried about.
All right, so not sweating too much. Now the Panthers will be back on the ice for their last road game for a while. They're going to be in Nash Vegas tomorrow, taking on the Predators. So watch out for flying catfish. They do that catfish before the game. They do it before the game, right? Where they throw the catfish on the ice.
Supposed to be a celebration. What do you mean they do it before the game?
They do. Is it like the rats? They do it afterwards. I thought that they throw the catfish on the ice before catfish the game.
Can I just say, how do you get that into the arena?
They have the commercial about it. You ever seen that? I love that during the playoffs. The guy he saran wraps it to his chest, basically. Then somebody wears a thick hockey sweater, and then you sneak in that catfish.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, but it's still a fish, dude.
Oh, it's a fish. Oh.
You got to be super committed
yep.
to just put a dead fish on your body and hold it for the proper moment to throw it on the ice.
Mm. Yeah, it has to happen before then, the game, because one of the people who was sneaking in there, Catfish, said his biggest worry was he didn't want to hit Carrie Underwood singing the national anthem. Wow.
And that's just, like, think about some of the things that fans do to show their level of commitment. A catfish?
Did you ever see the octopus? Did you ever go to a Red Wings game?
Gross.
I'm not sure if it started then. But that's another thing.
They said
an eight-legged creature.
The tradition of fish tossing started in 1999 when a fan threw a catfish on the ice during a game against Detroit. It was their response to the octopus tossing ritual.
Hmm. Wow. And the Red Wings have been doing the octopus.
I think both are nasty.
1952.
Hey, RVA Richie said it perfectly. Nothing says intangibles like a cold dead fish on your chest in rap, right? Wow. Like, yeah, that's crazy. Panthers fans should throw iguanas.
Oh man, my wife got so mad at me.
What did you do?
So my son and I were in the backyard. We're just we're horsing around. We're having some fun. And then I had like this little bushel, right? Not even a tree. I can't even call it a tree. And this, you know, by one of my
bushel?
Like a bushel, yeah. Like, and we look at him like, and I said, "Hey, son, look, there's an iguana just sitting there." But he was kind of in an awkward position because he's like, "I hope they don't see me." Like he kind of gives you one of those looks, like, "I hope they don't see me." But he's kind of stretched out like this. I'm like, "Oh, this dude's got nowhere to go." Yoink! So I grabbed him. And I was like, well, anytime I grab a lizard, the number one thing I have to do is bring it around Mrs. Toad. And
so great.
I start walking towards the sliding glass door, and I hear, "Don't do it! I see you!" And sure as bleep.
Which makes you want to do it even more.
Of course. Of course. So she's like, she's looking at me through the sliding glass door and she locks it. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, "I'm locking the front too." I said, "Okay, fine. You lock that. I don't have my keys." You know, but we were like, so she's trying to lock me out of the house. Problem though, she forgot the back garage door.
Whoa!
So sneak it on in there, go through the home studio.
Oh, God. Jeez, dude.
And she like she doesn't run into our room. She runs into my daughter's room.
Okay.
She goes, "Get it out of here!" And so I take the iguana and I start taking his little paws or his little claws, going scratch, 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 scratch.
So wait. Now you're doing puppet iguana? What are you doing?
Oh, God. Now, at this point, this iguana's an accomplice.
Al Mack says, "Meanwhile, the iguana's going like, what the hell is going on?"
Oh, he was in the kung fu grip. He wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, man.
He was decent size. He was like, you know, he was like, I would say like yay big. Oh. Yay big. He wasn't like a monster or nothing like that. But he was big enough to be a handful.
Was Tommy egging you on?
Oh, yeah. He loved it. Okay. But he just kept saying when we were chasing his mom, he's like, "Can I pet it? Can I pet it? Can I pet it?" Punting.
So what did you do with him afterwards?
I threw him over the fence. What else do I do?
So great.
You know? Sonny Bunny was really mad because she was like, she was upset because that's her chew toy. She loves getting an iguana. And she's like, "You found one without me?" And so she was like jumping the whole time, hoping I was going to throw it to her. Like,
yeah, my like the other dogs won't mess with iguanas, but Dre likes shaking them like chew toys. Get them in.
They're fun. Like, it's just fun for the dogs. It's fun for the family.
Chew into the trees.
Hold on, I got a picture of it right here.
God, do you? Oh yeah, that's meaty.
Notice in true intangible fashion,
right next to the closet,
that iguana is in the house.
In the house. What about the tail? The tail's not like whipping back at you or anything? Or is it far enough away from you that
Nah. I think Tobin put the death grip on
him.
He
had the kung fu. Like, what's he going to do? Shake his little iguana ass? He's not going to do nothing. No, if they don't get you on the barrel roll immediately, they're sunk.
Yeah, I've seen that before, and I was
they
like...
They could go... But he didn't get it, so...
Well...
Heekle says they don't scratch you. Not if they're not fast enough.
Seems like they just accept their fate. They're just like,
he knew. He knew he was in trouble because he was in the bushel. And like when he was there, it was like uh-oh. Because he couldn't get any lift on his jump. You know, he was just
Tobin holding it like a messy Taco Bell burrito. You know how you gotta get it and you gotta come in this way.
My daughter was really mad at me too. She threw a tray at me.
What?
What?
Yeah, she's like, get out of here.
You're just tormenting your family. What does he want?
I was just having some fun, baby. Oh, it was a Friday.
You and Tommy. Oh my goodness. Somebody said, I finally know what intangibles means.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to the show.
Anyway, the important news on Matthew Tkachuk, we'll wrap up Road to Repeat here with this. Paul Maurice was on Joe
Rose this
morning. He's got
to be pretty hurt. He's pretty banged up.
He said, quote, there's a possibility it's not too serious, but there is a possibility it is a bit longer term. Even with that, he's playing for us this year. You got to wonder if the Panthers are going to go a little Kucherov with Matthew Tkachuk. Maybe Ooh. Make a little movie move, you know?
The craziest thing about
circumvent the salary cap?
Certain injuries,
hmm?
Right? Like when you hear adductor and you hear groin, so much of your movement is centered around those muscles that it does take a while.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've all seen Luongo walk. Like he walks like a sheriff. I feel like Tkachuk's going to need a little time to get it right. And, you know, we'll see who can step up in his absence. You know, our boy Mackey. Let's see this is his chance right now. Even though he got one stolen from him.
All right. I paid attention to our guy. Who's?
Samo.
Yeah, here you go. Same
you just gotta call. Was his name. They've already done the thing where they've taken his name and they've already given him a nickname because it's Matthew, but they call him Mackey. So then they got to take another nickname because hockey only talks in nicknames. So instead of Sam Miscavige, we just call him Samo.
Okay, good.
We'll take a break.
That sounds like a foreign name, and he's very American.
He is.
Yep.
We'll take a fellow Wolverine.
Yep.
I was my favorite, the most adorable part of the interview, though, was goes like, you ever been to a football game?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I have, Mackey.
A couple. I'm like, yeah.
It was adorable.
It's weird because they would have a full house. It'd be like 15,000.
That's
right?
Really good for hockey, for college hockey.
Well, when it's packed. Well, no, maybe it's smaller than that. It's not a big barn. And that's what we would have just tailgating.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua and Amy Oliver is going to join us next hour as well. We'll talk a little Heat with the Miami Heat radio analyst and, of course, television studio analyst. We'll talk to Amy about where the Heat stand right now. They're back in action tonight against the Hawks. Back with more after this.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.